Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by Coaching with Brandy. If you're looking to add a little extra to your recovery portfolio, or if you're questioning whether or not you want to get sober and you want some extra accountability or guidance, please feel free to reach out for your free 20-minute consultation with me, and let's see if we're a right fit for each other. Hey guys, on today's episode, I wanted to give an update in regards to the surgery I had back in January. For those who don't know, in November of last year, 2018, I developed a perianal abscess. Now, in my sobriety, I've had these really awesome times, and then I've had some okay times, and then I've had some like really challenging times. And throughout it all, I've managed to not only maintain my sobriety, but I've actually been able to grow my recovery, my tribe, my tools, and to kind of take it to the next level no matter what, which I never thought would be possible. So after I developed this abscess, for a while I did that, well, it's not bothering me, maybe it'll go away thing, because honestly, I didn't know what it was. Like, what is it, right? I took a spin class, then this bump appeared, and then like next thing you know, I'm laying on my stomach for weeks in pain, and then going to the surgeon and having my butt cut open. Like, sorry for the too much info, but it was gnarly. Like, it's something I never imagined would happen to me. This really rare thing that actually isn't so rare, and a lot of people have, but nobody talks about. And in my head, I'm like, holy shit, this is like alcoholism and addiction and mental health. These things people have, it's like we as a society pretend they don't exist. Growing up, my mom's mom was an alcoholic, but my parents just told me she drank too much Diet Pepsi. Now, as an adult, I'm like, holy shit, how could I not get that? But I was so unaware of what alcoholism was that I just accepted that. I was 11, and I thought the world was this amazing, happy place, even though in my own family, we pretended like trauma didn't happen, and we pretended that bipolar was a normal occurrence, and that it just had to be accepted. So here I am again in my life, and I'm like, okay, so my God, my higher power, the universe, whatever thing I choose to believe in, and that changes daily, has given me this new thing to go through in life that is kind of parallel to dealing with alcoholism and addiction. It's this thing that I'm going through, and society wants me to not talk about because it's embarrassing and it's disgusting and it's sometimes unbearable and overwhelming. But to society, I say, fuck that. You know, getting sober gave me one of the best gifts of my life, and that's the ability to be honest, vulnerable, authentic, to be me. A long time ago, I was told that I share too much. And maybe I do. Maybe sharing my story and what I go through is a lot. Maybe people would rather pretend like sobriety is this amazing thing every single day. But it's not. It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's hard. And I wouldn't change it for nothing in the world. And I hope I never drink again, because I am an alcoholic and my mind does go back to drinks sometimes, but I don't have to pick up today no matter what, and I don't have to use today no matter what, because I have tools I can use, and I have people I can talk to, and I have books I can read and podcasts I can listen to and people to support me, which I never used to have in my addiction. So today I get to apply these same techniques, these same tools to every other aspect of my life. And right now in my life, I have a perianal fistula. I had surgery on January 9th, and I wish I would have known so much more about it. I recently wrote a blog post saying all the things I wish I had known that were a mystery to me, whether it's Western medication that kind of glosses over things, whether it's me being naive and assuming my surgeon knows everything and that they're going to tell me everything without me having to ask. I don't know, but what I do know is that if you are getting sober and you're finding your body is having issues, trust your instincts. That was the best thing I ever did for myself, is start trusting my instincts. If you're finding you have these weird symptoms and you feel like you're being a hypochondriac, maybe you are. But again, trust your instincts. when we're in our active addiction, we often stop trusting ourselves because we've let ourselves believe in such huge paranoias or these huge lies, or we've created these huge lies that lead us to not be able to trust ourselves. And so getting sober means learning how to retrust ourselves. Trust ourselves that we're going to not drink today. Trust ourselves we're not going to use today. Trust ourselves we're going to get the mental help we need. Trusting ourselves that we're going to take care of our bodies and do the best that we can. And again, do the best that we can. That doesn't mean be perfect. Some days I eat sugar. Some days I binge eat sugar. And some days I don't eat sugar at all. That's being the best that I can be. Because I'm not drinking. I'm not using drugs. And I'm admitting that, you know, some days are better than other days. I'm human, and that's always going to be the case. And that's 100% okay. But again, today's episode was kind of like sharing about my journey with this chronic illness. And it is called a chronic illness because it's something that you can have for years, which I didn't know. And it's something that could technically be healed in 8 weeks, though it's been 8 weeks for me. And I still feel my fistula. And it's still leaking. And if you want to know more about all that, you're welcome to read my blog post. But to paraphrase, I've had to change my life to overcome this thing. It's pushing me in directions I never thought I would be pushed. And it's opening my eyes to so many new amazing things. For example, the possibility of traveling to a different country to get treatment because our country doesn't allow this type of treatment. That's now a possibility that I'm contemplating for the future if I don't get healed. Now, that's far-fetched, and it is out in the future, and I'm focusing on today, and today I'm just having faith that hopefully it heals. But if it doesn't, I have this plan that I wouldn't have known about if I hadn't occurred through this. There's a saying that life gives us lemons, and we can turn it to lemonade. And honestly, that's what I'm trying to do. Working on my podcasts, working on my recovery coaching, trying to be the best me that I can be today. And today that means sharing where I'm at. And where I'm at is I'm in acceptance. Life is beautiful, even if it's messy and nasty and disgusting at times. And we can get through anything as long as we're willing to keep going no matter what. And if you're feeling generous today, I ask if you could leave me a review for my podcast or write a review on my Facebook page. It would be much appreciated. Either Recovery Coach Brandy J, Brandy Joykov, or Sober as Shit on Facebook, or just send me an email. The greatest thing I ever did for my sobriety was reaching out to somebody else in sobriety because it helped me know that I wasn't alone. I wasn't the only human in this world suffering. I wasn't the only human going through this. And that changed my life so very much. So hope you guys have a great day, and thank you so much for listening.